Now another story about stolen money. In the new movie Millions, a gym bag full of money falls out of the sky onto the playhouse of an English boy named Damien. He believes the money must have come from God. Damien's obsessed with religious figures. He often carries on conversations with saints who drop into his bedroom and playhouse.
Claire of Assisi, 1194 till 1253.
That's right. I used to have a hermitage myself once. I used to go and hide up there. If anyone needed me, I'd send him a vision, sort him out. That's why I'm the patron saint of television. I was like human television.
You're the patron saint of television?
Keeps me busy, you know.
Millions is the latest work of director Danny Boyle, and something of a departure from his past biggest hits, Trainspotting and the zombie film 28 Days Later. Danny Boyle joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
So we heard some of the delightful nature of the visions of this main character here. Tell me about the story. Damien Seven, he and his brother come up on this bag of money, and I guess we should note to set up the plot here, England is about to convert to the euro, so they've got to spend it or lose it.
Yeah, they've only got like 7 days to spend it. His older brother is a kind of very streetwise kid, and he thinks they shouldn't tell anyone about it, they should keep it secret. But the younger boy, because he thinks it's come from God, as you said, he thinks they should redistribute it to the poor. But he can't find any of the poor because they've been moved out of his neighbourhood by the house prices, they've all been driven out. So it's a very modern dilemma that they've got.
So the two actors were from Manchester. You grew up in Manchester.
I did. I mean, there's lots of similarities. I, as well as seeing saints and having conversations with them when I was quite young, my dad moved us to a new school, as happens in the film, and moved us to a new house at about the same age of the boys. But it's like a new start for them. And it was for me, and it was something that moved me out of my background and kind of gave me a real chance in life.
There's a lot of religious themes in this. Is this something that resonates?
Well, it does. I was brought up a very strict Catholic. In fact, until I was 14, I was meant to be a priest. So all the iconography that surrounds the boy, all these saint figures, are intensely familiar to me. Some of their new functions, I've been very surprised to find out, like one of them's a patron saint of television, as you heard in the clip. And they have to multi-skill now, saints, because they have to cover three or four functions. And there's even one for the internet, which is Isidore of Seville.
You're not joking, you're
no,
serious.
No, absolutely serious, I promise you. We couldn't find one for a patron saint of directors, but there's a patron saint of actors, which is Saint Malachy. So it goes on and on, you know, like this. It's fantastic.
So how did you get to be from a working class family, a kid who wanted to be a priest, to making movies?
Well, there's a lot of ex-priests or failed priests in the entertainment business, I think.
You're kidding.
No, I think there's quite a close connection, actually.
How's that?
Well, it's a very theatrical world, and it's also a very, storytelling-wise, it's a very dynamic world. The world of the saints that you see in the film, you realise that these people were extraordinary individuals in the way that movie stars are, in a kind of way, or sort of movie characters. There's a kind of different light shines on them, and that picks them out from the crowd. In an earlier era, sanctified them, and they became saints. And I think modern iconography is more to do with movies or music. We've gone into that world, really. But there's a similar process involved of picking out somebody from a crowd, you know, and isolating them as an example to look at. Like Martin Scorsese, he was meant to be a priest. He was very close to being a priest, and he was thrown out. And I was advised by a priest at my school not to move to the seminary to be a priest.
Why was that?
Well, I've no idea whether he was trying to save the priesthood or save me, you know. I don't know quite what was. It was just off the cards. And I finished my education at the school, and then I went to university and started getting crazy about drama and girls and music and all those things that take over, you know.
Back to the movie. There's a scene in this movie of a school play. It's a Christmas play about the Nativity. And one of the teachers is directing the students. Let's listen to a bit.
Have you any room?
No, Damien. He's tired. He's walked here all the way from Nazareth. He's tired. He's very, very tired.
Well...
tired.
The walk from Nazareth, people did that all the time. And he was a carpenter, so he was very fit. He wasn't tired, he was excited. His wife was going to have a baby. They weren't expecting to go
okay.
to sleep.
You say excited, I say tired. Let's try nervous. Okay, shall we start again?
Joseph the Worker, 1st century, date's uncertain. I wouldn't have said nervous. I would have said focused.
So, is that a glimpse of what it was like directing these boys? Did you get some feedback there?
It's very interesting what we've just been talking about. There's a moment where the world of movies and Saints collide, because he behaves like a Hollywood actor on to his director, telling him he's not going to play it that way. He thinks it should be played this way. And they have to arrive at a terrible compromise. Meanwhile, backstage, the real Joseph of Arimathea is waiting for him and gives him advice on...
Sets the record straight. Now, this film, it's family. It's not just for kids, for adults, but it's a family film. It's quite different from Trainspotting, 28 Days Later, which I have to admit to you, I haven't seen. They're quite dark. Why the change?
I just love the script, really, and I'm a kind of regular kind of guy, really. I mean, people think I'm some kind of... I've got razor blades in my ears or something because of these films I make. But actually, I make all the films in the same spirit of love, really. And although the subjects are sometimes dark, it should bring love to them as well, in a way. And so when this came along, I just thought, what a beautiful way of looking at the modern dilemma of money. We'd already made a film, a very cynical film, the end of the Thatcher-Reagan legacy years.
You're mentioning Shallow Grave.
But this was a chance to make it in a very different era, where there has been, certainly in Britain anyway, there's been a certain reintroduction of the sense of social community, social responsibility, that we're all one, we all gather together. So it was nice to see if it was possible to make a film about generosity. Because of that, because of its subject matter, we tried to make the film in that way as well. So the humour in the film, which is there, and like fun is poked at the Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons in it, but they're not really caricatures. They're just affectionately made fun of. And the humour is affectionate and warm, really, rather than cynical and cold. And this boy represents it, really, in Millions.
Director Danny Boyle, his latest film is Millions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.